All right, we talked about series that did well. We talked about why they're great. Now it's time to open up Minty's AP English skills and find out why Shonen Jump series suck now.
I mean, I'm not saying they all suck, but a lot of them are getting cancelled really quick, and they're really shitty.
I'm the person who took regular English, but really liked The Great Gatsby, Annie.
I'm the one who took AP English, but I really can't stand reading in general, unless it's manga, obviously. Minty.
And this is Fun Untitled, where we serve every podcast with an F-U.
I don't think we've said that in a while.
I think we have.
Did we say it in the last one?
I think I said it in every single one. So, in case you didn't get it from the intro, we will be analyzing some series in Shonen Jump that Minty and I read, and we're like, hey, this is kind of the And then it got cancelled in like 20 chapters. And I think it's just interesting trend happening in Shonen Jump now to have a lot of really short-term series.
This is one that's called like Sakamoto Days that's going pretty good. Kind of want to read that one. That was like the old man with the young people.
Don't remember it. Sorry.
So the first one we're going to talk about, this is the oldest of the ones that we are going to talk about, and we're going to talk about three of them. Came out from December 2018 to May 2019. It only had 19 chapters. It is called Hell Warden Higuma, which is basically about a demon boy named...
I think he's an exorcist.
An exorcist named Higuma, where he's from a family of exorcists, and their job is to kill the demons that escaped from hell like 1,000 years ago, and supposedly it was like one of his ancestors' fault, so that's why his family's kind of more like cursed or forced to do this for the rest of their lineage.
I will say they had super cool powers where like he could take the hands of any demons and they could use it for their own powers. So he had like number 4, I think that was like basically a bitch boy who could teleport people and relay messages.
Okay, the first 3 chapters of this series is freaking immaculate, especially the first one, and the art style is so good, and the story had potential.
It had potential, it's the strongest thing. It's so sad because you could tell this creator loved this story a lot, and they loved shonen a lot because it had a lot of shonen trope. But the problem was that they had a lot of cool ideas, but they kept falling into trope, so it was like, okay, this is cool and all, but it's been done.
I mean, even just this whole like a boy fighting spirits, meeting King Enma, you know, we've seen Yu Yu Hakusho.
And then there was one part where there's a demon that killed his dad. And then they were just like, oh, I have to take revenge for my father because this one demon has been killing hell wardens for generations. The same damn demon. We really should have done something about this one demon.
Well, they were trying to, but obviously he's very powerful. And usually the demon usually waits for the hell warden to have a kid. So that way, you know, he can keep killing this family line. But for some reason, the series really sped up its plot, because you don't meet the main villain like in chapter 10.
Yeah.
You meet him like way later, and they've already introduced him, and he's already wants to kill Higuma, who's like 15. And it's like, part of me thinks that the series already knew it was gonna get cut, so that's why they sped everything up in these 19 chapters. But the other part of me is like, the other series that ended didn't feel like that. So I don't know if naturally the creator just wanted to write everything all the once and that caused it to fail, or it was getting the axe already and he had a chance to kind of finish it in his own way, because there was this weird extra chapter that came out later.
Yeah, they had an epilogue to be okay, we ended the series, but here's a little epilogue to like wrap it up. But then you read the epilogue and it's like, hey, all the loose threads you had, none of it was tied up. It just seemed like you really had a boner for this one girl character and you really wanted to show her.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe there's like a festival in Japan because it was about that. I don't know, it was weird.
Like, let's talk about the cast real fast. You had the girl who didn't know anything, and you know, she's the exposition character. You have to explain everything to her, and she represents the audience.
We need to get rid of the useless female character, and changing the character into male is not what's gonna help it.
Yeah, like Toriko did a really good job with Komatsu, because in that world it's basically two sides of cooking. It's hunting for food and cooking for food. Komatsu like knew how to cook the food, but he didn't know how to hunt cooked the food. So he wasn't useless, he just didn't know something outside his field.
So that was the only wrong point with Hellwood and Higuma. I'm still saying the first chapter is immaculate, don't get me wrong, but the girl really plays no role.
And there was like this guy that like Higuma helped long time ago, and now he's like the eternal bitch boy of Higuma. And it's like, he could have been developed a little bit more.
It's always the three. The boy who's in the supernatural world, the girl who's in the human world, and then the second boy or third character who's just kind of in the middle of everything, but not really useful.
If I remember correctly, Higuma had this inner turmoil where he didn't want to be a Hell Warden.
Yeah, which was really annoying. Higuma didn't do enough introductory exposition. You know, because like, Bleach had such a long introduction that by the time you got into the plot, you were very invested with the characters, even though they were useless.
It's funny because he kind of had the same syndrome as Shinji from Neon Genesis of like, I don't want to be a Hell Warden. I don't want to get in the robot. But like Shinji, you're like, okay, I get it. You know, this sucks for you. This is really unfair, but you feel obligated to get in the robot.
Well, his friend almost died.
Yeah, but Higuma, like at the end, it drops that he has cousins that has the same powers as him, but instead of hands, it's mouths.
Oh my god, you know how cool it would have been if that series kept going? I would have loved to see the other families.
But then at that point, it was just like, Higuma was like, I don't want to do this. Like, and it's like, well, why, you know, just like, kind of slack off a little. You clearly have family members who got you. And then there was like, forgive me, it's been 2 years since I've seen this, but there's a giant plot hole, like, him loving the powers, but him not wanting to be a Hell Warden. Like, there's a whole chapter of him being like, to the girl, hey, this shit's important. Of what I do, and then being like, do I really want to do this? But
yeah, it was just too much internal conflict, and I'm like, I just want to see you be cool. I don't want to hear you bitch and complain. And it's only been 20 chapters.
Yeah, the author moves on to draw the spinoff of KNY, so he's clearly still favored by Shonen Jump.
He's a good artist.
I'm just so sad that the spinoff is all done in chibi form.
Yeah, that guy's too good to be doing chibis. But yeah. I don't know, maybe he's got a health problem or whatever.
Moving on to the second series, canceled by Shonen Jump in like 20 chapters.
This series came out earlier this year. It's called I Tell C. The basic premise is that a girl, who is a detective apparently, catches her criminals by falling in love with them and using the ruse, kind of a ruse that I want to help you, but I need to find you and I need to break the law to find you. But because I do end up leading the police to find you and arresting you, the police keeps me on.
So the story in Japanese is called I Tell She. It's a pun off of Aishiteru, which is I love you. Thank you, Game Grumps, for teaching me that. And yeah, the first chapter was really good. I see why it was picked up by Shonen Jump. But while Hellwood and Higuma really liked the Shonen Jump tropes and really had cool scenes and ideas, but they just kind of flubbed it in making like a deeper meaning plot, I feel like I Tell C just went out with a, hey, think of this buck wild idea. As a detective who falls in love with all the criminal suspects she chases, and she uses her love to stalk them to the ends of the earth to get them arrested. And then it's like, okay, you don't know any Shonen Jump tropes, so you could be unique. Like, you're avoiding all the pitfalls, but then you're fucked up by doing the same shit every single time of like, I'm gonna chase this stalker. She's so weird. Just arrest me already. I'd rather be in jail than deal with this yandere.
I mean, like, they had the concept, right?
Yeah.
It could have been great. The execution, like you said, was really bad. Because after a while, it stopped being like her being cool and stalkerish. It just became this like, okay, there's all these caveats and holes. Now we gotta plug it up. I was like, but that was what kind of made it cool. It's hard to explain why this series is so bad. Like, it started off with a good concept, but there's no expanding on the concept. I feel like once they introduced you and hooked you, they just turned the left turn and went back to kind of normal.
So her whole backstory is that she was kidnapped by like some guy, we don't know, and she got Stockholm Syndrome where she fell in love with that guy. Now she's always falling in love with criminals so that she can redeem them in her own weird way. And they show a little glimpse of the guy that kidnaps her, and it's like, oh my god, I don't really give a shit what happens to this crazy stalker bitch.
Again, this series also had no exposition. If you don't have an exposition to make the readers love the characters, which all good series have, because you think it's not important, but honestly, it's like the most important thing.
If you think about it, like, Naruto, it does the orphan route that he's not liked by anyone. You feel bad for this kid, and then, like, this one guy is like, oh, I may hate the fox, but not Naruto, not the boy. And it's like, oh, this kid is a good kid, it's just no one giving him a chance because of this fox.
Oh, so cute.
So, you know, the whole cheering for the underdog. Or, like, you can go the other route, or, like, this guy is super badass. Like, that Goku in Dragon Ball Z, maybe, I don't know. You have Ichigo, who's really badass. And then you have the main character here, I, or another pun off the word love. And it's like, you're not really badass, you just keep breaking the law.
Which I'm like, okay, there's gotta be, like, in America, if you break the law to get your evidence, then the evidence is thrown out. I don't know how it works in Japan, but I assume something similar must happen. Otherwise, all the police officers would just be breaking the law to get their evidence.
Well, according to Phoenix Wright, it was a game made to point out how flawed the Japanese legal system is. So maybe there's some weird corruption shit.
Hey, there's weird corruption shit in America too, but we still follow some things.
And just like Hellwood, the cast wasn't great. You had basically a pair of twins who worked with her, and one of them was like, oh, my dad died chasing a villain, but I'm gonna keep his morals of, like, trusting villains. And then the other twin is like, hey, my dad died from a villain, I'm not gonna trust these fuckers.
And they were twins. Or, no, they're not twins.
Were they not twins?
Oh, they're twins.
Yeah.
According to the jumpfandom.com.
Shut up.
They were twins, so.
And then, so it's like these two guys who, like, reluctantly follow this girl, and it's like, hey y'all, guess what, this story didn't need them.
Absolutely not. And then they kill one of them. I'm like, but the duality of the two, didn't you need that? No,
I feel like it would have been cooler just to show a bunch of detectives, but, like, honing in on different emotions. You know, you have your love detective, show me my rage detective, show me my sad detective. You know
what throws me off of this series is that she's a loli.
Oh god. Yeah, that sucks.
It really throws you off because now it feels like it's some weird fetish.
Yeah, there's a whole case where, like, this guy who kidnaps lolis kidnaps her. So she's definitely 100% a loli.
So the series seems cool, but it's actually really junk. It's really boring. I don't recommend reading it at all.
Here's another big problem I have. It's just that there was that one case where she's, like, sympathetic to the victims, being like, hey, you know, you're still a victim, I'm gonna hug you. But by the way, I'm still in love with your killer. Or your stalker. And it's like, God, this is like a PR nightmare.
That was weird. And the art wasn't that good.
The paneling was really good in chapter one.
Everything was good in chapter one. Everything else is terrible.
I cannot tell you how much it does not work in shonen to have the strange girl in a normal world premise. Because that's the two types of story, right? Something strange happened in a normal world, or someone normal gets thrown into a strange world.
You know what though? But it does work to have a normal girl in a strange world.
Yeah, that's Ikasai. That's like, you know, getting transported to a new world. It just doesn't work when you have this one girl being really weird in a normal world. Like, don't get me wrong, it can work. Like, Assassination Classroom, you have the really weird alien being shown with all these kids, right? But all the kids learn to adapt with how weird he is. Thus, he's making the world around him weirder. But in this one, they're all kind of like, what is she gonna do now? Let's just stand here and watch. Oh, she wants me to operate a plane? Sure, who gives a shit? So we had Hellwarden that fell into too many Shonen Jump tropes, and you had Itel C that avoided all of it and fell right off a cliff.
And was boring.
And boring, yeah. The chasm of boringness. And now we're going into a third series that got cancelled in like 20 chapters. It was earlier this year. It's Build King by the creator of Toriko, which is basically, y'all, the same world of Toriko, with weird ass animals, weird ass people, and it's about a guy who wants to build houses, but it's like, man, we didn't talk about building houses that much, did we?
Hey, his friend slash brother could do it.
What were they? Could we ship them?
Ooh, technically you can.
So, if you know the creator of Toriko, you know in the last series they're all gourmet hunters. And that was clearly taken from Hunter x Hunter. And you're like, okay, whatever. I guess you can take, like, one aspect and then run with it. This series had too much build up, and not once did I like any of these characters. And at the very end, when they're having their own hunter exam, that's when things get cool because they start introducing using cool powers, and then, and that's when the series got ended, you know, at.
You never even once said the characters' names.
Man, it's so hard. Who's Venga? Who's Tonkachi?
Okay, Tonkachi, he's the main boy who, he wants to be a master carpenter, but he actually can't make a home. But his whole theme is that he wants to protect people, and that, in a sense, is his home, because a home is something that protects you. Renga is the somewhat talented carpenter friend. I don't know if he's a genius or not, but they were both trained by a master carpenter named Shovel, who, like, ditched them, and man, this series is a lot like Hunter x Hunter, huh?
You know, I just realized the reason why I didn't know if Renga was the main character or side was because I got confused with Skate to the Infinity.
Of course you did, you piece of shit.
Yeah, and then Kite comes to take them off the island.
Nana in this series, and Nana is not as cool as Kite, so we should not be comparing those two.
Alright, my bad.
Oh, technically, nothing in Build King was as cool as Hunter x Hunter. I like that logo. You see that?
Oh, I saw the Haikyuu one with the I dot becomes the explanation mark and it's a volleyball.
Yeah.
And it's like so fucking cool. And like, this is cool now with the hammer and the K and the eyes and nail.
The thing about Build King is that, like you said, it has the world building potential that Toriko had, and that I really loved. Everything else though about Build King was bad. Build King was about two novices, so they couldn't explain the world, and they didn't even have like a teacher character really. They didn't world build in a way I would have liked to see more of, because they talk more about like hypothetical buildings more than they did of like the actual buildings that they're looking at. And then they had this thing where like the houses were like beasts, so they had like arms and legs, but they didn't look cool like a Gundam. They looked really derpy, and I was like, and this was a big part of the series. I'm like, this series just looks derpy. Unless you're gonna make it like a Gundam, you know, try harder.
Okay, Hellwooden, he looks sick as fuck. He has so much drip. I would never criticize how he looked. I tell C, she was a loli. I understand, she's cute. Some people might find her skills charming. The problem with Tonkachi is that he wasn't hot and his powers wasn't great. He had a hammer that basically, for the most part in the beginning, was a one-shot kill.
And it makes no sense. I mean, it's basically he can make it longer.
His problem is that he kind of went the Astra route in from Black Clover of, I'm not really good at building houses, but I did work out my muscle. Now I'm the only one who can use this really powerful hammer. And it's like, oh, you mean the hammer that you just hit something once and then that's it? Okay. Okay, cool. And I know he was going to build on it with the Nen that he was going to get later, but then the series got axed, so.
When Hunter x Hunter did Nen, it was basically there's only six of them, and they introduce it very slowly. So like, you knew about the enhancer, you knew about the, actually you really only knew about enhancer at that time.
I just point out the color scheme is exactly Golden Killia.
No, it's not.
The black hair, the warm colored boy, the main character, the cool colored silver hair boy in the back.
Gon has green clothes. How's that a warm color?
Well, it's a warm green. It's a green yellow.
Oh, okay. It's warm green.
I'm just saying, does he not look just like Killua?
No.
The guy in the back with the, no. Just the color scheme.
I guess so.
I'm not talking about outfit, you know.
Or looks or personality.
No, I'm just saying exactly. I'm starting to say this. The guy needs to put down the book Hunter x Hunter.
Shut up. Anyways, so Hunter x Hunter introduced Nan Greg. That's what Hunter x Hunter does well. They will introduce something, but they will introduce it slow and make you be like, hurry up, because I want to know about the other Nens. Build Kings introduced like 8 colors, which you can't see in a black and white series. And then there was like other outside of the 8, and then there was combinations. That I almost think this series knew was getting axed, so maybe that's why they kind of forced everything in, but I also think they just wanted to rush it, because you know, this is the cool part, quote unquote cool part of the series.
You could have saved the series. Here's my thing. Okay, One Piece's world building shows a lot of cool things in the beginning, but it's easily digestible. Build King, they showed a bunch of cool things in the beginning, but none of it really mattered.
Nothing, yeah.
Because in One Piece, you know, Shop of the Arc, you get to see all the bubbles. That comes to be really important. In Skypiea, you know, you get to see all the dials. And you just know, okay, Impact Dial, that's a thing you gotta know in Skypiea. That's it, lets you travel in the clouds. Build King is like, we have an upside down castle. It's like, why?
And they introduce all these master carpenters, like, all at once, which is a flaw Toriko had too. And it's like, I don't give a shit. And then it's like, they don't even have cool designs. I don't even know why they're different from each other. They don't get to show their nana abilities, so what the fuck?
I know a lot of people said that if they didn't do so much exposition in the beginning and went straight to the quote-unquote builder exam, the series might have had a shot. But I'm like, man, the characters just need to be better. You cannot have a weak plot and a weak characters.
Yeah. I mean, because even they had an exposition with like Quark and the upside down house, but I didn't give a shit. It wasn't a good exposition.
You know, she could have been cool, the whole house planner.
Yes, but clearly the creator knows nothing about architect, not even a little, to expand onto that world. You know, because it's like, okay, she's an architecture and she redesigned her house, but you don't get to see any of the process. You don't get to see any of her like thinking. It just happens. The only process you see is demolition.
I did say of the three series we reviewed today, Build King probably had the weakest first chapter.
Absolutely.
Like, Build King completely rolled on the fact that Toriko did so well. Which is sad, because Toriko in the end wasn't the greatest, so I don't know why they trusted him with a new series.
Hey, it had a lot of potential as well.
I never understood Toriko. Like, the beginning was really good, right? To the point where, like, they had a crossover with Dragon Ball and One Piece.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just fizzled out.
Well, the creator Toriko's friends with Oda, right?
Yes. I believe someone said that even though the creator of Build King has kind of a sketchy past, the reason why he's still with Shonen Jump is because of his connection with Oda.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's social capital.
Yeah. So out of the three series, which one do you think, like, how would you rank it?
Based on just, like, the 20 chapters that we read, I would say Build King is number one. I feel like that felt like the best piece, had an actual story to it. Then Hell Warden Higuma, because it was very cool, but also extremely rushed. Crazy how rushed that was. And then I Tell C, which was just a bad series.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I Tell C, I don't think there's any way to redeem that. Like, that should have just stayed a one shot. But then I would put Hell Warden on top, because I feel like if you just change, like, two core things, you change the main character's agency, because it didn't really make sense why he kept flip-flopping of, I don't want to be a Hell Warden and I'm just going to keep bitching. And then to the girl character, like, yes, this is my job, this is important, yada yada. But with Build King, Tonkachi didn't have a goal other than be really strong to protect people. Like, in Black Clover and Naruto, you had, like, the Wizard King / Hokage. There was no title for Tonkachi to wise up.
Fair enough, yeah.
So I feel like Build King just is a little bit more flatter. And before we end this, I just want to talk a little bit about Samurai number 8, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, so that was created by the creator of Naruto. He didn't draw it, but I believe he sketched it out. That one's about 80 chapters long.
And we're not going to put this in the official list, because we did the three series that got, clearly it was cancelled in 20 chapters, so there's some kind of formula that Shonen Jump is doing to gauge the new series. But I just want to ask you, Samurai number 8, it went to chapter 80. What did have gone to chapter 80 if such a big name wasn't behind it?
You know, I do think Hachimaru or Samurai 8 is a very good series. It's just too damn confusing. The whole, like, there's 8 keys, 7 clones. I don't know if you start off as a human, then you become an android, and then I don't know what the point of the princess was, and why there's a lockball. Like, I love the visuals of it. It's super unique. It's like the sand village, but, like, technology. So it's a unique look, and I think it had, like, good characters. You know, Hachimaru was kind of a brat, but I like that he was a brat. He's like 15, I think. There's too many pure sunshine boys, you know, not enough brat. So I like the story and I like the aesthetics of it and I like where it was going, but it was just too damn confusing. And you couldn't go on with a story where the plot was just too confusing. Like, the basic essence of it was just like, what is going on?
But you would agree that Samurai number 8 was better than these three series we talked about, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So maybe it did deserve it having its 80 chapter runs even without Kishimoto.
Debatable, but I would say yes, with a question mark.
Mm. Okay, so if you take anything from this episode, I hope it's you gotta have a likable main character. I'm sorry, you just do. Don't rely on the Shonen Jump cliches if you ever write a story like that. My god, like, you know, think where you jump. Don't just have a really outlandish idea and then jump into a pit of boring.
And do world building. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to make a fantastical world like Toriko or One Piece. Even if it's like a modern world, then just make like a super cool subculture.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, don't be like Samurai Number 8 where you drop everything at once, but don't be like Build King where like you find out things at a snail pace.
So, well, actually, the main point of this was don't read any of these.
Don't read it at all. And I hope that we said this personally between you and I when Promised Neverland and Haikyuu ended and Demon Slayers around the same time frame. The future of Shonen Jump is looking kind of bleak.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, if we ever find a new hit series, we'll let you know.
Bleach.
No, shut up.